from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, 801, nice to have you with us. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo till 10 o'clock on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. The NFL season kicks off next Thursday. We are done with the preseason. And then, of course, Friday, you got the game in Brazil and then the full slate of games over the weekend. So why not have some fun with some gambling options for a new season? We welcome in Lucy Burch from Odyssey Sports, BetQL, BetMGM. Lucy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I am doing wonderfully. The weather here is turning to fall weather just in time for football season, so very happy about that.
Yeah, I was actually golfing yesterday, and it felt like it was the middle of October with the clouds out and the wind, and it was pretty wild. It did feel like fall. So I know you do a lot with the baseball, too. Is football season your money time, essentially, or are you just throughout the year all sports?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Baseball is my favorite. Mm. So the turn into football season is a little sad for me. I have a little bit of a summertime sadness at the end of the summer turning into fall, though I do love fall. Halloween is my favorite holiday. I do love football, but it is a little sad. So I would say the money is football, but my heart is baseball. So it's kind of a tug of war, but I am very excited for football season. By week three, I'm very excited for it.
All right, so then before I ask you about the football, then I guess a quick one on baseball, because I saw the one the other day, which I actually jumped on, the Jazz Chisholm, the over base and a half, and he hit the home run that night, so that was a good one. What do the odds say, then, in terms of a messy American League, would you say, as we sit here approaching September?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am higher on the Yankees right now than I was to start the season. To start the season, before the season, I didn't value the Yankees very highly. I didn't really think their odds, I think they were plus 850 to win the World Series, and I thought that's not long enough. Their odds should be longer, but, you know, they proved me wrong. So it's a little messy, though. I think I don't want to say the Red Sox are not going to make the playoffs, but I worry. I have concerns. So it could be a little bit messy. I picked the Orioles to win the World Series. I don't know about that now. So I give the Yankees more credit than I gave them at the beginning of the season.
And do you like value picks more? So there's a lot of people that won't make bets because the odds aren't, you know, good enough for them, even though their chances of winning are higher. Are you more in line with looking for value picks or just making sure you're right?
I am much more making sure I'm right, because I think, well, if it's value, but I don't think it's going to happen, then what's the point? So I am much, much more, I would rather be right and win the bet than like, oh, but that one had more value, so it was worth the risk.
All
definitely right.
I agree.
Because I want that little green check.
Yeah, you want to be right. You want to be winning money. Exactly.
Yes, right. And thank you to Pete Alonso yesterday, because I had, I think, 7 bets yesterday, and the only one that hit was Pete Alonso home run, and that was like 4 p.m. So the rest of the night did not go so hot. But thank you to Pete Alonso, my God, my legend, for hitting that home run.
Lucy Burge with us, Odyssey Sports, BetQL, and BetMGM. All right, so let's get to the football, because there's a couple of things that I see that I question. And the first one would be, I'm going to go on the over-unders for this upcoming season. I see the Jets at 9.5. Is that right for their over-under?
That is correct, and I like the over on that. I think this is a double-digit win team. So, yeah, it's over under 9.5. I like the over.
That one blew me away because, Willie and I have been talking all week. Like, I think they're a 13-win team. 9.5 to me seems like incredible.
Seems low.
Yeah.
Over, the over, you could call it free money. And I think, Willie, that voodoo doll, it will get a reprieve. Put that down. I think the Jets will be great this season. I'm very high on them. Which is tough around these parts. But,
Boston, everybody.
Like, right.
From Boston.
Comes with asterisk.
Although, yes, I grew up in Connecticut. So it's tough growing up in Connecticut. Red Sox fan, a lot of Giants fans from where I grew up.
But
the Jets, too.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. For me and Jerry, the reason why we're optimistic they're double win, 11, 12, 13 possibly, because they won 7 games without Aaron Rodgers. So now you plug in Aaron Rodgers with this defense, assuming Hassan Reddick is a part of this lineup. And now that you have a revamped offensive line and Mike Williams now a new addition to this team, it's hard to not think 12, 13 is a legit number for the Jets this year.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking with this, too, is it's plug and play with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and they easily that many wins. So, and possibly win the division, even. Because when I look at the Jets, I think about, if the Dolphins are as good as what they are hyped to be, could they win the division? But I think it's the Jets this year.
You called it free money. I happen to agree with you, but then again, who knows? And I know if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, everything changes. But another one that I would think is free money, unless Breece Hall is going to run for 10,000 yards, I'm looking on BetMGM and I see Rodgers at 26.5 touchdown passes at plus 100. That, to me, seems low.
That is pretty low. I think that maybe the odds makers are not valuing him as much as they should or expecting him to do as well as he will. And another Aaron Rodgers that I would look at, comeback player of the year, plus 175. I think if he plays well, there's no way anyone else takes this award, because the way in which he went out last season was so dramatic that he comes back this season, has a completely healthy season, a playoff season. I think plus 175 right now, I think the odds are going to get shorter for that. So you talk about value and being correct. Bundled into one, plus 175 for comeback player of the year for Aaron Rodgers.
Jerry, is it okay to pivot to the Giants? You don't even have Daniel Jones listed.
No, I didn't find Daniel Jones listed on the passing
MVP?
Touchdowns. for the passing touchdowns over, and I couldn't even find him. And I'm thinking, oh my God, they think he's going to have like 8 touchdown passes this year.
Yeah, I mean, he had 2 last year.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I like Tommy DeVito better anyway, so I don't really think much of the Giants this year. Without Tommy DeVito, I think, under 6.5 wins is what
he's
gotta
have
Giants
more.
Well.
He's gonna be a 10 touchdown plus guy.
You better hope so. We're joking about 15. All right, so he mentions the Giants. You don't think much of them. Apparently Vegas doesn't either, because they have Washington, and again, these are Super Bowl odds. These teams aren't going to the Super Bowl, and I know that. But the fact that the Giants are lumped in with the Patriots, Panthers, and Washington, and they're behind Washington. So what would, and I didn't see the over-under on the Giants. What is their number, like 6 or 7?
6.5. And that is embarrassing, because the Patriots have the longest Super Bowl odds. They are in a category of their own, the unknown category. Like, let's just see what this team is. These are teams that are already, like, you kind of know what they're going to be. But I would still take the Giants under 6.5. They have 6th hardest schedule this year, and they've only done this once in the past like decade or since 2017. Yeah. So a healthy Daniel Jones does not make me think they're going to win one more game than last year. Plus, I think they go under 6.5 wins. Daboll out the end of the season. Bill Belichick in to become the head coach of the Giants. They go under. They win
you
3 games.
That.
Belichick comes in.
I think Belichick's going to Dallas.
Yeah, you think he's good. Right.
But you have heard that too, of course, with the Giants.
But I would have.
That is another one I've been hearing.
Yep. Lisa, I think the Commanders are going to be a dark horse. Listen, Jaden Daniels, watching him, and then I happened to be at the Jets Commanders joint practice, and they love this guy. I talked to people in the building who felt like, man, they finally have a quarterback who loves football. And it, which is weird, is why wouldn't you love football? But he was like, no, this guy loves football. Like, he's all about football, and the team is starting to rally and believe in him. And as a moxie, he walks around a building that he just haven't had in a long time. I think the Commanders are going to be sneaky, scrappy good next this year.
And I, yeah, they're right there. They're underrated team, I think. Under-talked about team to be in the conversation of being a good team. Their win total, 6.5. I think they could win 7-8 games, yep. Maybe 9.
I agree.
All right, let me ask you a couple of over-unders for people that want to make one of these long-range bets. So we talked about the Giants and Jets, fair enough. A couple that surprised me. I think the number for the Steelers is, what, 8? 8.5? Is that what it is? That's all right? 7.5? Something crazy like that?
Under 7.5.
Is that?
Yes, yeah. Well, I see 8.5.
8.5.
MGM has it at 8.5. I think, like, 8 games. This kind of, I veer under with this one. The over is +110, but that's just not enough value for me to take the over on the Steelers.
Mm. And then the last one with these over-unders would be the Browns, because I think that number is relatively similar. I think a lot of people think the Browns are a Super Bowl contending team, but if that number, an over-under number of 8.5, that tells me they're just going to be a middling type team, be a big step back for them with Deshaun Watson this year.
Yeah, because, I mean, Deshaun Watson is in his 30s, and it looks like right now his best years are behind him.
What do you like with the Browns?
Yeah, so the over under for this 8.5, the over is -140, which that says that they think that they're going to go over. I am personally staying away from it. I would take the over because -140 suggests that they're going to do it. It's not that long of odds. It's not that crazy. So I would take the over 8.5 for the Browns.
All right, a couple more for Lucy Burge, sports betting analyst for Odyssey Sports, BetQL. Teams favored more so than a team like the Jets to get to the Super Bowl, and I only say that because I'm picking the Jets to actually get to the Super Bowl. Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, that makes sense. Let's take those three teams out of the mix, and you've got this next tier of teams. Lions, Eagles, Bengals, Bills, and Packers. We'll go there. Put them in order, but give me a top two that you think out of that group that could be in the Super Bowl.
Okay, I have a top one beyond all of the others into the heavens, the skies, the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are but without the Patriots, my team this year. And I guess without the Jets, because I like the Jets too. The Detroit Lions, they are my NFC team. They are my backup team. I love them. I'm taking them over 10.5 wins. I am taking them to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Lions, Chiefs, Super Bowl, the Lions destroy the Chiefs. They are the team that I think can give the Chiefs the most trouble, and then Jared Goff MVP. I am so
Jared
high on
Goff
Lions.
MVP.
I mean, that
yes.
is wow.
He is so underrated. He is the most underrated quarterback in the league. So I would take Lions Super Bowl, Jared Goff MVP, just far and away. There's no question about it in my mind. Chiefs Lions Super Bowl, Lions win.
I love the Lions. I love Dan Campbell, a.k.a. Man Campbell. All men, right?
Yeah.
We fail to forget that Baker Mayfield and the Bucs went into Detroit, and almost beat the Lions. If Baker Mayfield doesn't throw that last-minute interception and scores, they win that game. So I love everything about the Lions and what they're capable of. However, MVP for Jared Goff seems highly aggressive.
Anything is possible. If you want some value, +1200 to win MVP for him. If you want Aaron Rodgers MVP, +2000. But Jared Goff MVP is one that I am eyeing definitely, because I think the Lions are going to be a very special team this year. They are steadily improving the past two seasons. They were 9-8 two seasons ago when my love for them started, when Eminem was on Hard Knocks. And then they were 12-5 last year. So they're taking it a step further. I think, Dan Campbell, coach of the year. Everything's coming up Lions, I think.
Well, yeah,
and then a little bit of Jeff.
They can
win a division. I think it goes to Green Bay.
But this has been the traditional track, though. You know, you get better,
yeah,
you make the playoffs, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, all right, last one for me, and you just kind of alluded to it, the MVP odds. So everybody and their brother is going to take Patrick Mahomes. You're going to take Jared Goff. Again, I'm starting to think Vegas does not believe in the Jets, because when I look at the odds for MVP, I see Mahomes, I see Josh Allen, I see Joe Burrow, I see CJ Stroud ahead of Aaron Rodgers, who's +2000. Would that be the best value pick on the board, meaning Aaron Rodgers at +2000?
Yes, I agree with that. I think I would not go further on the board than Aaron Rodgers. I think maybe what they are saying with this is because he was injured, how is he going to return? I think those odds will get shorter and shorter as the season continues. So if you're even thinking about Aaron Rodgers for MVP, I would sprinkle a little bit on that right now. And then if he starts to play very well, as expected, then maybe double down, put a little bit more money on it as the odds get a little shorter. But I think that that's as far on the board as I would go. And it could feasibly happen. So Aaron Rodgers plus 2,000, I think that's a pretty good bet for MVP.
So you're not taking Daniel Jones for MVP?
No, well, you know what? I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? Anything is possible. No, Tommy DeVito MVP.
Well, I don't think that's happening either. Anything else, Willie?
No, I didn't see Brock Purdy, which is strange.
Well, I didn't list him there.
Okay. Yeah.
Brock
also
Purdy,
underrated.
Which is,
extremely
I didn't
underrated.
See the numbers on him. He is where on the MVP list, if you have it in front of you?
He is, I do not have it in front of me.
Yeah, because I think I was surprised he wasn't on the top five.
Right, that's why I assumed he would be top five after the last 2 years and what he's been able to do.
Higher odds than Brock Purdy, which is crazy. Brock Purdy should be right there as well.
I agree.
Which
correct.
Is kind of nuts.
Yeah, and we know it's going to a quarterback, so
Brock
always
Purdy,
does.
Yeah, so Brock Purdy plus 1,600, ahead of Dak Prescott, actually ahead of Jared Goff, so he is right there with him.
So he
and
would,
right
yeah,
there with Jordan Love.
He'd fall in line with Rodgers then, in terms of value, you would think.
Yeah, definitely. And Rodgers, a little bit more value. And I would take Rodgers over Brock Purdy to win MVP. So, I think plus 2,000, that's pretty good right there. It all lines up.
Awesome. Well, Luzi, thank you for getting up on a Friday morning and doing this. We're looking forward to the season. Enjoy the baseball down the stretch. Should be fun.
Yes, thank you. Go Mets. And you know what? Go Jets. I'll say it.
Wait, hold on a second.
What happened?
So I'm assuming you're a Patriot fan from Connecticut, Boston area. How the hell are you a Met fan then and not a Red Sox fan?
Oh, so my mom grew up in New Jersey, and so she grew up a Mets fan, really big Mets fan. And so my grandma used to be Mike Piazza for Halloween. So that's my National League team.
Did you say your grandmother?
Yes.
Used to be Mike Piazza.
She was a mustache, everything. She was the biggest Mets fan. My mom grew up a Mets fan too. So that kind of translated to me. She has her 86 Mets record. Our 69 Mets, excuse me, record that she blurred out on a record player and everything. She's very into it.
Well, I will tell you that before the season began, when people didn't think much of the Mets, I did take them at plus 82.5, and I have been riding that all season long. And I do think I'm going to be right because this team's played pretty good baseball. So at least we're in lock. Yes, absolutely. Now,
yes.
I didn't bet $1,000. I think it's $150, but still, I want to be right. Like you said, I want the green check mark. It's all that matters.
Right. And now bet double down on that was $2,000. And, you know, believe in the Mets.
Believe in the Mets. Well, Luzi Burge, thank you very much for a couple of minutes. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Go Mets.
You got it. Go Mets. Luzi Burge from BetQL, Odyssey Sports, BetMGM, all those things. So it's that.
Grandma picking Mike Piazza is the safe costume.
That's good, all right. Man. That's good. Yeah. I do like it. I'm blown away by the Jet numbers. This tells me that Vegas does not believe in the Jets at all. I really think the Jets are going to be...
Only people that believe in the Jets are the Jets and the fans.
And me.
And you.
Like,
but the rest of the world is...
The Jets to be good, Aaron Rodgers has to play at a very high level. For him to be so far down on the MVP list... I was surprised.
Four-time MVP? Like, the guys...
He's done it.
He's
going to be motivated. Like, they have the same odds as the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And I think the Cowboys would be a good team. Don't get me wrong.
You're not going to Super Bowl.
But I look at the Jets as like a 13-win team.
The rest of the world doesn't fit that way. Vegas doesn't fit that way at all.
Yeah, no, I guess not. And even the touchdown number. I mean, in a day and age where quarterbacks are routinely throwing for 30 or more touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers' number with Garrett Wilson and Mike is 26.5?
Yeah.
Seems low. So, who knows? All right, we'll take a quick break. We got CeeLo coming up next. We will have ripped from the headlines at one point, get back to the Mets and the football as well. 888-808-1019. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
A26, Bill Ford Tubb Studio, the Boomer and Geo program. The guys will be back on Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend. Willie and Jerry until 10. We're in for them. CeeLo's in for me. How are we doing?
Hi, sorry. I was digging this song, so I was asking the guys who this is. Dave Matthews.
Oh, nice.
Didn't recognize that.
Is that new? Dave Matthews? I don't know this
probably
song.
Probably not. I don't know.
Guys? All right. Could not tell.
I know. Right. It's Alice's list. I know.
I liked it. Sounded good. So, all right. There you go. All right. We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We do need to start with the tragic breaking news from this morning, confirmed and announced by both the NHL and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Star winger and New Jersey native Johnny Gaudreau, along with his brother Matthew, were killed last night. Now, reportedly a biking accident in Oldmans Township, which is not far from where they grew up in South Jersey, along the Jersey-Delaware border, which is southwest of Philadelphia.
Biking meaning like bicycle, not a motorcycle.
Correct. So this is from, you know, the league, the NHL and the Blue Jackets just announced it as a, you know, a unthinkable tragedy. They're obviously not providing the details, but this is from a story posted by Philadelphia news station through the night. It says two bicyclists were struck and killed by a vehicle Thursday night in Salem County, New Jersey. Happened around 8:30 p.m. Oh. According to New Jersey State Police, the driver did stay at the scene. Now, there are rumors out there, as there were through the night, about this being a drunken driver incident. That is unconfirmed. So this story talked about the driver staying at the scene. There was nothing about an arrest or anything like that. So that's all still to be determined and obviously sorted out. As for Gaudreau, he just turned 31 about 2 weeks ago. He was getting set for his third season with the Blue Jackets after he signed with Columbus as a high-profile free agent a couple summers ago. His brother, Jerry, you asked about his age. He was 29, so 2 years younger. And unfortunately, as awful and tragic as the story is to begin with, making matters worse, the brothers and their family were apparently in town to serve, the brothers at least, as groomsmen in their sister's wedding, which was scheduled for today in Philadelphia. And Gaudreau's wife, Meredith, was listed as the maid of honor. The couple had two young children. They had a one-year-old daughter and a six-month-old son. Oh. So just a horrific tragedy, and can't even begin to imagine what their family must be going through this morning.
There's nothing to say. Just wow.
Yes. There really is nothing else to add at this stage. And as we get more information, obviously we'll pass it along. But just awful news, again, confirmed by the NHL and the Blue Jackets this morning. Forced to transition here. We'll take it back to the Mets, who did have a successful finish to their series out in Arizona yesterday. And Francisco Lindor right in the middle of things again.
The 3-2 to Lindor. Swing and a smash. Deep right field. Lindor hits it way out to tie the game. What a battle by Lindor on the 11th pitch. He takes Ryan Nelson deep to right.
Tied the game at 2 in the 6th. Keith Rad with the call. Odyssey Mets Radio. Lindor and Pete Alonso with home runs. David Peterson, 7 innings of 2-run ball. And then Jose Iglesias provided the decisive blow. Go-ahead RBI single in the top half of the 9th before Edwin Diaz closed the door with his 15th save. In the bottom half, he struck out a pair, was pumping the fastball up to 99. Big difference Wednesday to Thursday, says his manager, Carlos Mendoza.
The aggressiveness, the conviction, and I thought Aldi was right behind. behind him there. I think he only threw one slider. Everything else was fastballs, and he was in the zone. And when he's, you know, throwing strikes with that pitch, he's pretty nasty.
And that's
throwing
what you touched
strikes.
On.
Yeah, being able to throwing command strikes. And control the fastball.
Because I don't know what you think. I was saying to Willie yesterday, you know, you come in the game Wednesday night, and there's a guy on, and there's two out. And you got to get the one out. To me, nothing gets a crowd more. I mean, a base hit, sure, but like when a guy goes out there and throws a four pitch walk, you're thinking, ha ha.
Here we go.
Yes. Yeah. And then he walks the next guy, and the place is just amped up now. At least if you're throwing strikes, all right, you give up a base hit. All right, so be it, but at least you're throwing strikes. He was all over the place the other night, and you felt like he's in trouble. And yeah, you didn't feel like that at all yesterday.
And as we heard from him, he knew he was in trouble out of the bullpen. Right. So good on them to figure it out, you know, from night game to day game. We'll see if it sticks and if he can get back to where he needs to be moving forward. Good bounce back for him. Quality series win for the Mets as part of this road trip, which moves on to Chicago for 3 against the now 104 loss White Sox. They fell to the Rangers Thursday. Another one-run game. 2-1 was the final there. God. Tyler McGill starts this evening's opener. It's an 8-10 first pitch with the Mets 3 back in the wild card race following losses by both the Braves and the Padres yesterday. You also had the Dodgers beat the Orioles out in L.A. 6-3. So Baltimore, game and a half back of the Yankees, 2 on the loss side atop the AL East. The Yankees will begin an interleague series with the Cardinals tonight in the Bronx. Marcus Stroman and Eric Fedio, the starters, pregame 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Joe Douglas with the media at Jets headquarters yesterday, still waiting on Hassan Reddick to return to Florham Park, and then they can talk about a possible new contract.
I can't lay out any expectations right now, but you know, when he does arrive, we're all going to be excited.
And Douglas trying to keep things cordial and professional while also making his way through all these questions from the media.
From our standpoint, you know, we've been really clear and direct with our communication, and you know, again, a lot of respect for right. the agent, a lot of respect for right. the player,
both of them,
and
yes.
he has been. I mean, that's the one thing we were talking about, the messaging.
Yep.
I mean, if you go back to, I think when he spoke right when training camp began too, he said the same thing. Like, we were clear and direct with them, which is why I always go back to, then where is the miscommunication? Because it certainly sounds like he laid out something that they agreed to, they make the trade, and then things went haywire.
Yeah, the more and more you hear Joe Douglas talk, there's a disconnect between Hassan Reddick and his team. It doesn't seem like the Jets did anything wrong. It seems like, no, we want you here. Mm-hmm. We said there will be an extension. It just won't be when you want it. We want to see you go to work and let's move forward. And whatever Hassan Reddick's team sold him, let Hassan Reddick be like, all right, New York is, see, the Jets is where I want to go. He was extremely optimistic during this presser when he was in front of the team.
Yeah.
OTAs, we thought we were going to get a guy who was going to be leading this young defense into the promised land, and that's not what we got right now.
Mm-mm. It sounds a lot different than what he was telling us when he stood up and came here.
That situation aside, training camp now in the rearview mirror. Robert Saleh starting to get jacked up for week one, and of course the Monday night trip to Santa Clara to face the defending NFC champion, the 49ers, one of his former employers at least.
If you're not excited to play this game, then you're missing something. The excitement to get out there and compete, regardless, is always going to be burning in all of us.
Good news for the offense. They will have Mike Williams available and ready to go against San Francisco, back from the torn ACL. And the Niners will have Brandon Ayuk now that he's agreed to a four-year, $120 million extension, $76 million guaranteed, $47 million to be paid out before next April 1st.
There are not many Monday night games, I mean some, that you can't wait to get to. This is one. Like, this is one I almost wish was the Thursday night game
right.
to kick off the season. Because this
It should have been.
I mean, it's got the makings of what should be a great game.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't want to recap of what we happened last Monday night. No, the Jets opened up. That just can't happen. So
again, I'm trying to be positive and not thinking about injury. I mean,
so Jerry, the reason I go back to that, because I remember vividly watching it.
And we all do, yeah.
The air being sucked out of my body to the point where I literally was like, this can't be life.
Well, how about the video of when they go over and tell Saleh on the sideline? He just puts his head down like, you're kidding me.
But I remember, like, because we were covering it when I was with SNY, Bart and I and Connor Rogers. And after we left, it was like 1 o'clock at night because we had to do the post. And I remember driving through the city, and as Jets fans were leaving their respective bars and people coming from the stadium back into the city, the gloom and like, the faces of these fans.
And they won the game.
And they won the game in dramatic fashion.
Yeah.
But there still was sense like, It's over?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I keep hitting that pinata. And I apologize. Like, yes, I don't mean to be redundant. We should get over it. It's a new season, and we should be excited for the Jets versus the Niners. But I just vividly remember this, wearing people just blasted drunk with this face like, I can't believe this is our reality.
I think you better be careful, because you might be talking this into existence.
I don't want to.
And the guy you're talking about believes in that stuff.
When Aaron Rodgers ran out that tunnel with the American flag, I felt like this is our white and
Vinny
white night. And yes,
I mean,
and the place was rocking.
I know.
It seemed like all of the nightmares the Jets fans had endured are all over once Aaron Rodgers ran out of that tunnel with the American flag.
Well, great things happen for those who wait. So maybe you had to go through a year of crap and an injury to get to the promised land season, and this is it.
Zach Wilson was an absolute nightmare. I don't care what anybody says. Like, Willie, you keep picking on that. Was, please.
It wasn't great.
It was hard to watch.
I know it was. Trust me. We watched it
a lot.
I did every Sunday.
Sadly.
Yeah. College football, season opener for Rutgers. The Cupcake home game against Howard, 44-7 victory, including an 11-yard touchdown run as time expired with the game already in hand. And that unfortunately became a talking point because the Howard head coach wasn't thrilled about it. Greg Schiano was forced to respond. Now, I will say Howard, with the key here on their last possession, they were using their timeouts. So trying to get their plays in and move down the field and try and score.
And that's not Kyle Manungai that scored.
Meaning it was a freshman, right? A freshman running back that they put in the game.
So I was going to do this later, but do you have the Carlin call?
I can get you the Carlin call.
Let's hear Carlin on the call.
Sure.
Teams are trying to make the postseason, right? I mean, and you want to be ranked. They take all of this into account. And 3 months from now, no one's going to remember that they scored on the last play of the game. But what they are going to see is 44-7 instead of 38-7. And while that might not seem like much, sometimes the score is taken into account. Like what Colorado did last night, not impressive.
Right.
And that could end up hurting them in the long run.
Right. They were trying to throw with the lead with a minute and a half to go when they could have probably just run out the clock. Right?
You've also got athletes now. I'm sorry, it's a fact now. They're pros to me now. They get paid.
Yep.
Maybe Howard isn't getting paid like Rutgers guys are.
The school got paid to come play the game.
They're also not 7-year-old Pop Warner kids.
Right.
How about this? Tackle him. He ran through 7 arm tackles on that last play. So I understand, but I'm not buying it.
All right, well, here's the Carlin call first.
Shepard checking with the sideline. Nasir Montgomery in at receiver. Raymond up the middle to the 5. Broke a tackle, and he'll get in for the touchdown. That was some tough running from the freshman. Antoine Raymond has his first career touchdown on the last play of the game.
So that was Carlin here on the Fan, Rutgers Sports Network. Now the head coach for Howard. Larry Scott? Yeah, so he comes out for the handshake, exchanges a few words with Schiano, then it looked like they were parting ways, and there were some more words exchanged, and then Scott spoke about it in the postgame, wasn't thrilled, so they go to Schiano, and he defends the decision to punch it in there on that final play.
Guys practiced all training camp. You know, they deserve to play. It's not, you know, there was no running it up, right? And if it was running it up, you don't use timeouts when you have the ball. You let the game end. You know, that wasn't retaliatory. We were going to run plays.
And he says these types of games where, again, Howard is getting paid to come play for Rutgers, it's almost like a tune-up for the rest of the season.
We bring in a team to play us. We bring them here. And we bring them in, right? We got to win. And we got to get reps. And they were there. We took them.
It kind of makes it sound like a practice or a controlled scrimmage there. Right?
I mean, the kid that scores is a third-string running back, right?
He's a freshman.
A freshman, right.
Yeah. He wants to get in the stat sheet, too. So he wasn't worried about feelings at that moment. He's like, look, this is a chance for me to do what I do, kind of impress my coach.
And you saw the highlight.
Yeah.
Tackle him.
Yeah. I mean, Howard was defeated. It was 49-7.
I understand,
they were looking for the Chick-fil-A after the game and the bus ride.
You're right.
They didn't care.
You are right. Yeah. But he broke like 3 or 4, at least a couple. Let's see. Here's one, two, three. Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's a good run by the kid.
How about you do this?
You're not knocking the kid.
Right. Blame them. Blame your own team. Tackle them.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
At the U.S. Open, big upset as Carlos Alcaraz went down to...
Botic van de Zandschulp.
Oh, yes. I can't. I'm not even going to try there's at no all cream this morning. For that. So, yeah. 28-year-old Dutch guy, Dutch tennis player. And what do you got? Dutchman? Dutchman, right? Is
sure.
that what we go with? Yeah. So, he wins in straight sets. And as Jerry said early on, and I don't think it's an overstatement, it's got to be one of the bigger upsets in U.S. Open history.
I mean,
consider where Alcaraz has won 2 Grand Slam events this year alone.
I would, and I don't. I'm no tennis buff. I would think that's one of the bigger upsets in tennis history.
Okay,
not just the U.S. Open. I mean, what was his name again?
This guy,
Bokis
Botic van de Zandschulp.
Yeah,
van de Zandschulp.
Sure.
I mean,
Balky Botic
van de Zandschulp.
And you said what did Pat Boyle say? He's been brutal for the last.
He wrote, and Pat would know better than I. He said that this guy's been so horrendously bad for the last 12 plus months that he's been considering retiring from tennis at the age of 28. And Alcaraz was minus 10,000 in this match yesterday.
And not only beats him in straight sets.
Right. Even after he goes up 2 sets, Alcaraz was still minus 165.
And what did you say? There was a guy that bet 25 grand?
These guys were,
was it?
25 grand to win 250.
25 to win, 250. Some clown.
If you have 25 grand to put down, what does the 250 do for you? Like, why are we even, what's to be gained there?
I guess if you do it enough, it adds up. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I don't know the answer to that.
That's a bad one.
I mean, I guess part of the theory is 99.9% of the time that's free money,
okay,
and this was the
but that's
point
one percentage one, what per-
I'm not arguing
yeah,
with you
it's very
I'm
strange.
Trying to answer your question I don't
I
know
two more things quickly. Tour championship, Scottie Scheffler, who began with what, a 2-shot lead or 2 or 3-shot lead with the staggered, I think it's 2.
I know I saw at one point I saw he was 10 with Morikawa was at 10 or Shoffley was at 10 and then he just took off.
Well, what I'm saying, because of the nature of the playoffs, right, I think it was he started with the 2-shot, he was at 10.
Okay.
He has a 6-under 65, so now he's at 16-under and already has a 7-shot lead after
the
first
round. He's a machine.
So, yes, he is. That's at East Lake. And then I will look into...
Before you do that, did you see any of the video of Scheffler at East Lake during the Creator Classic the other day on the putting green with Fat Perez, like 3 feet from him?
No.
And then the guy, it's pretty funny, actually. Wait, because I guess he was there to practice, and there were guys in the back nine while they were doing this event.
Yeah.
And so you had a couple of pros on the putting green with all these creators who are damn good players, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But the video is funny, seeing Fat Perez putting next to
Scotty Scheffler.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Let me just to circle back on the Johnny Gaudreau story. And this is a screenshot from an NJ.com story, which is a subscription base.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find a way in to get more information. But this is...
Pay for it.
Well, or that, yeah. So this is from authorities now confirming that they were bike riding, and it lists the road here, and the story goes from the authorities that a man driving an SUV tried to pass 2 other vehicles and hit the brothers.
God.
So I'll have to see if there's more detail on the condition of the driver they were arrested, but that is the story from the authorities.
You know what is so crazy about what you just said was Tuesday, I was in the car with my younger son, and the car ahead of us wasn't going, being a 35, he was doing like 38.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in a rush. I'm not going anywhere. The car behind me zipped past both of us because he couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Okay. And my son's like, that's legal. I'm like, well, I'm explaining to him the broken lines. And when you have that, you can do it. I said, but I don't like doing that because you never know what's ahead.
Yeah.
And that's like one of those horrible. Oh, that is awful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris, thank you very much. We'll see you next hour. Coming up. Ripped from the headlines, Willie Colon style. We do that next. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hey, what do you say? Labor Day weekend. Go Ford Tough Studio. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. From time to time, I do like to do this. I figure it's a fun Holiday Friday. What a better time to quiz you on headlines. And the way this works is I have 9 headlines here, and you're going to tell me if it's true or false. I will tell you the source of the headlines is usually the New York Post. Sometimes they come from Yahoo, their homepage. In this case, they're all from Post because that's what I was looking at this morning with the sports section. So if you're ready, now I'm trying to think who's been the best at this? I don't know. Some guys are pretty good at it. I know Sal was not great at it. I think he just thought everything was true. So I'm going to read
not you good, Sal.
These headlines. Yes. And you're going to tell me if it's true or not. Here's headline number 1.
Oh, man, I'm ready.
Hamptons real estate mogul died, $34 million in debt with just $8,000 in the bank. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is a terrible story.
That's horrible.
Yes. I mean, the debt isn't like he had all this credit card debt. It was from investments and from properties and everything, but that is a true story.
Brutal.
All right, headline number two. 4-foot alligator found under the bed in first-level Brooklyn apartment.
See, only reason I kind of believe it's true because it's Brooklyn. Brooklyn is...
Because it's Brooklyn.
They call it the Brooklyn Zoo for a reason. I'm going to go false.
You just said you thought it was true.
Yeah, but then I changed my mind last second.
It is false, but here's... All right, here's what's crazy, though. What made me think of this. I saw a story about an alligator that went after its trainer with kids... Like at a, it wasn't a museum, but like, I don't know if there's an alligator. I don't know what the hell it is. Like a, some sort of a zoo.
Yep.
Where they had like a little alligator lake, and the kids were watching from the glass as the trainer goes in to either feed it or do something, and it attacked the trainer.
Yeah. It's just a gator doing what they do.
Well, yeah. Now, it's funny because everyone always tells you if you're ever encountered by an alligator and it comes after you, just jump on its head and hold the meltdown.
I can't jump over a textbook.
So this is what the woman did. She immediately grabbed the mouth and the jaws. The gator flipped her to where someone had to come in and jump on the mouth again. Frightening.
Yeah, I'm never surprised when these animals go rogue on their trainers.
They're animals.
Like they're animals. Like yeah, when I there's always these TikTok videos when you know they like oh, they raised a cub from the baby. It thinks it's his father, and then nine years later, the thing ate through his chest. And it's like, well, what went wrong? Was the love? Did they lose the love? No, it's an animal being an animal. Leave the animals alone.
There are people that actually have grown up lions in their house.
Yeah,
I mean.
And while you're sleeping on your third dream and you feel somebody gnawing on your forehead, it's the animal you've been harboring.
Terrible. All right, here we go. Headline number three. Dog in Austria becomes first dog walking dog employee.
So is the dog walking another dog?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm going to go false.
Damn. See, now, Sal would say true because it was so stupid. Damn it. All right, that's true. False. A lot of false ones. Number four, 96-year-old California woman facing eviction from senior living home unless she comes up with $110,000 to new owners.
Unfortunately, there's stories like this all... I'm going to say true. There's stories like this all throughout the country.
I got to be honest. This isn't fun. He's getting them all right. That is true. You're right. That is true. All right, number five.
Old folks are getting tossed left and right these days.
It's panic. Erupts at Disney's Magic Kingdom when false active shooter rumors spark stampede after a fight and balloon popping.
Oh, man. I'm going to go true.
Damn it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go true on that.
You suck.
Yeah.
You're all right. You were 5 for 5. This happened, I think. Did you guys, Mike, you're a big Disney guy, right? Was this late last night?
I had not heard that.
No, oh, you didn't see the story.
I just thought it was too messed up for you to make it up, so I assumed it had to be true.
Well, some of them can be really messed up. No, it is true. I figured you would. Brian, did you see it or no?
I did not.
All right.
He's the big Disney guy.
I am a huge Disney guy.
Oh, I thought you were too. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't hear it. Nope.
Yeah, I think this was last night, if not the night before. I think it was last night. All right, number six. Surgery addict who spent $1 million to look like Kim Kardashian says butt lift filler left her infertile.
Yeah, this is definitely true. I mean, if you ever watch Botched, you see all these people try to be the next Bieber or whatever. Like, it's people are insane. Social media has ruined the human race.
To have the next Bieber?
No, that's Bieber. Sorry if I said Bieber. You have these people that they go through enough surgeries, they try to emulate or look like these celebrities. So I'm not surprised.
Jerry, I still think it's fun. I mean, it's fun that he's getting them all
right. He's getting them all right, though.
I know, but it's like it's pretty cool that he's getting them all right. I think it's you know, I'm taken back by it.
I'm impressed. All right, here we go. Next one. Florida man, 36, throws kettlebell through window and kills puppy.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely believe that.
Finally. I got him on one.
Only because of the Florida man. Florida man is the one. Anything that comes out of Florida, I believe.
I added Florida man. It was supposed to be man 36. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put Florida man in front of it.
Florida man got me.
That's pretty funny.
Anything that happens in Florida,
All right, number seven. New plastic surgery rage. Olive oil injections into upper neck for glorious facial tone.
In the neck for facial tone?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's false. Yeah.
Where should I have put it? The cheek?
Yeah, yeah. The neck? injecting olive oil in your neck?
You needed a grosser substance than olive oil.
Well, that's why I thought it was true, though, because if olive oil said, is all the rage these days. You got to have olive oil. Have olive oil.
You would have got me with dark chocolate. They always say you...
Come on. Injecting dark chocolate into your neck? No way. All right, so you're 7-1 so far. Here's the last one. You've already won, but here's the last one. Husband suffers bizarre penis infection after dinner and vigorous sex.
Infection? After hardcore loving?
Husband suffers bizarre penis infection after dinner and vigorous sex.
Yeah, I'm going to say true because the wife has been obviously unfaithful. That's how I perceive it. The wife is clearly the problem in this situation.
So you got it right. It is true. No, the infection came from the rice that he ate. It was contaminated rice.
It was rice. Pork fried rice? Shrimp fried rice?
Like rice.
Plain white rice.
Rice.
Arroz con pollo.
Yes, rice. Rice and beans, rice. The way the story goes,
Now, I've heard of sticking your cell phone in rice so it doesn't get dry.
Well, that's to dry it out. Yeah. Right. That's right. When you drop it in water, you put it in rice to dry it out. This apparently...
He didn't
And this is what I don't understand.
Manhood in rice.
No, it was from eating... He was eating the rice. There was an allergic reaction and an infection that went through his body. And then I don't know how
It troubled his manhood.
To where... And this is what I don't... We're all men here. This is what I don't get. If you had a swollen thing for 6 days, would you have not gone to a doctor within those 6 days?
I thought you were going to say 6 hours.
Right. Six days.
6 days.
He went on the seventh day, he went to the doctor when he realized something was wrong.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Two things. He's obviously a grower, not a shower. So this is the first time he's actually seen his manhood, looked as endowed. So he was like, I'm going to rock with this because I don't know if I'm ever getting this back.
He's probably happy about it.
Right. Players play through pain.
Here's the problem, the scabs. That's why he went to the doctor. And the doctor, they took the biopsy, and they realized it was this rare infection.
Oh, nobody's eating breakfast right now.
Well, did his wife not eat the rice?
Or at least rice, what?
Right. Did his wife not eat the rice? She's just fine?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But you see those stories, too.
I hate the story because you know he's definitely going to eat rice again to get back in the game.
But if you can't eat... So sometimes you'll hear that people ate fish and got infected. Or, it was contaminated. Or chicken wasn't cooked properly, it was bad. If you can't eat rice and feel like there's nothing that could possibly go wrong here.
Yeah, but Fogel makes a good point. Like, you can now go to the bodega and get a $2 bag of Carolina rice and make your honeymoon seem like it happened all over again. You know what I mean?
It was an infection. It's got to be painful.
Yeah, you play through the pain.
I mean, I know what you're saying. Not that type of pain. All right, we'll come back and reset things in just a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.